We hold him by Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Zayin, the sugya of a sumo. The Mechaber says that sumo checks itself or Maron L'Chaverto. The Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis and Nido. We come out from this 2 points. One is we see the locha you show it to your friend. Why your friend? So we see over here that she is a nemon, a friend, to say if it's Tayu or Tommy. So we see one east side that a Isha L'Maisa is nemon. A second point, that the Chura, up here, Ashkafi Rishoyna, someone's married, you would think that the Isha would show it to her husband. It says over here, the Mechaba, the Torah, and Betzim, the Gemara's Lashon, is showing it to her friend, to another Isha. So you spoke about this twice already. Who is the one who should show a Mara to a Rav? Should it be the husband, or should it be the Isha? So Rav Nasha Klein brings a wife from our Suga, the case of a Sumo. We spoke about this by Riches Sim Kupay Ches, that Be'etzim Isha should show the Mara, whether mitzad the Suga of being Maguna, and his punished from his wife, whether mitzad the Suga of here, it's better for the Isha to go show it. And therefore, the Be'er Moshe, the Betzina, the Mishnah Lochus, they write to the Haim already, in Europe, that was a minik. That Kiduah, that's not our Hoga. Especially by the Americans, the Maisa, the husband, takes the Mara and shows it to the Rav. Anytime Isha goes, though, yes? I'm sorry? Okay, but now they can't hear me. So, an Isha is the one who usually, if it goes to Rote, will be a Bayam Tzad. People think she's going to Tzad Shalom Bayis. In those days, a person brought to Rav food, whether brought anything, a Shiloh to Rav, chicken to Rav. And therefore, there's a Messiah that Noshim would go. Today, the Maya says, our and Hugger, we go. Again, we have an interesting wife from our Sig over here. Sivches is a local case of a Sheita and a Cheresh. Over here, the Mechaber speaks about a case of a chereshes that she cannot hear and she cannot speak. She has a loch of a shaita. The question is, b'zman hazeh, the fact that we can teach a person to communicate, kidua Helen Keller, she was taught to communicate, will she have a loch of a shaita? And therefore, people will have to bdikas for her, or she can be samech upon herself. So Moshe has a tshuva about this in Yodei Chelek Dalet. He says, in a case when she's born this way, a chereshes, the loch is the fact that you can teach her to communicate. It's no different than a behemoth can teach to communicate. Whether they do it through a mizah or ksiva, until a person can talk, there's nichol get of a shaita. That's one thing we see in Sivches. A second point in Sivches, we discussed on Thursday, that we had a sugya of being masiach das. Is that a chsorin in the Zayinikim? We mentioned then, the chur of a wife, ma sugya, speaks at numas achoinim, it's not a chsorin. Varaya a shaita and a chereshes, chur they have no das, and still they can do the case of Zayinikim. So the chren who want to be machmel the chur have to answer sivches. They'll either answer the situations over here when a friend's counting for her, and the friend gives her the das, and she's nichol get of a safrala, or the time to be machmel is a case where she has das in a hepoch. I'm not part of the Zayinikim. Here she's a shaita. She has not this way, not that way. And the idea of being das this hepoch, the Zayinikim, is maybe worse than stam das. L'maisi, we spoke out, the idea of being masiach das, big machlokes among the paiskim. But be'ik the paiskim must only make a little case when it's less than ino, less than a full day, won't be nichol get being masiach das. Siftes is betzim in Mishnah Mefurash, at the beginning of the second parak of Nido, about being marba b'dikos. The words of the Mishnah is, kol ha'yad ha'marba livdok, by Noshim Mishubeches. This halacha is brought down twice, once in Siman Kuf by Dal and Sif Aleph, and once by us. The reason why it's brought down twice, they point out Siman Kuf by Dalet is a case where the Isha is Tahira. We're saying over there she should be Badekas, except by the case of Lefnei Tashmish, as the Sugar Liba Nekvei Parish. And over here we're being Maisif, even a case where she is ready Tomei, and she's doing the Zayinikim, still she should be Marba Livdaik. The question is, b'zman hazeh, that we tell a Noshim to do Zayin Nekiyim once in the morning and once in the afternoon. That, Yeshua, maybe you want to put on mute? The fact question is bismanazeh that the Aron Noshim do once the morning, once the evening for Zayin Nekiyim. Maybe it's Meshubechas also do bedikas all the time. Is that so or not? So Moshe writes in Shuvo, and there's three or four reasons why we did not tell Noshim to marbe bedikas. First, he points out the Mechaber is a massive chumro. Chazal say we do 7 days bedikas, once in the morning, once at night. To be Moshe put upon that more than what the Gemara is discussing, who says a person should be Moshe more than what Chazal say? Aleph. Beis, he goes on further in Moshe and says, true, the Mechaber, the Torah, does bring it down by us in the Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. However, maybe today we're not Bekim, and therefore any dam that comes out from the Isha will be Machmud Tzad Sugya of Neitilat Mimus, and therefore it's the only reason to be Tamar in Tzad Sugya of Sveikus. So we're not going to go tell her to be Marim Bedikus, when at the end of the day we are going to be Machmud Tzad Sugya of Sveikus. The obvious question is, the Eskel Pana Moshe, Bizman Chazal, in the Zman of the Shulchan Aruch also, as brought time the Chochmas Sodom and others, they will also be Machmud Tzad Sugya of Neitilat Mimus. So what's the difference from the Mechaber, Lavosh L'Chochmas Adam, versus today's day and age? So what the Svarim say, and that's what Moshe means, today, our Noshim, they say over, or more Cholosh, they are weaker, they are more Petzoyim, they can scratch themselves, they're more sensitive, and therefore, numerous times you tell the Noshim, women, to do extra bedikas, most of the time, the extra bedikas only lead to be Machmit Zad, the Sugyo of Chasoynus and Neitel Admimus, Masha Enkin in those days. Vo'eitz of the Svarim. Rabbi Forrest in the Pesachei Halacha, he writes very interesting. He said, let's say Chazal were around today. He writes, since life is full of anxieties and tension, and the separation between man and wife causes additional stress and strain of the relationships, maybe even Chazal would not recommend a person. I mean, he's writing this about 20, 30 years ago. I've seen it in my own eyes today, even more so, due with our options and due to technology, especially if you're locked up for a couple of weeks or months, to make people be usher, b'tzad chumr shiboy, additional stress and strain on the person's relationship, is certainly Chazal will not tell us to be marbim b'dikos. A fifth marmokum, the Orchas Tahara of Isaac Kano, says, Ashen Raya, we see Chazal was make on the case of Mechelis. Why? Because Mechelis is very toddler around. He wants to tie our noshim due to the fact that they're very sensitive and the lab b'tzoyim, and the numerous noshim, by the way, that you do extra shift rubbing over there that cause dam, be nichl and the suga machilis, that Chazal do not want the person to be machmer. So the Maaseh, we have numerous makaris why Gambrim and Forsha Shulchan Aruch said that Kolam Abar lived like by noshim and shubachas. The Maaseh is very clear, the Svarim say over, and the place given them, and say, do tell noshim not to be marber, whatever Chazal say, that's we do, and not more than that. Sif Yud. The Mechaber starts over the halacha that the Zayin Nekiyim has to be Ritzufim. Has to be 7 days straight. The Mamokim is Be'etim, a Gemara over here. A Gemara that says Acher, Acher, Titor. That means, let's say an Isha is 3 days Naki. The fourth day, she sees Dam. Afterwards, she's 4 days Naki. We're not Mitzaref the 3 days before and the 4 afterwards. And therefore, she'll have to start all over again to count the Zayin Nekiyim. Whether she sees on day 7, at the end of the day, Ben Hashmoshes, she has to start all over again. We have to Zayin Nekiyim straight. In fact, the Beis Yosef and the Taz, the Maaseh, let's say you do not start all over. Mitzad the Chum of Abzeira, where someone sees a Tibet Dam, they have to wait Zayin Nekiyim. So anyway, the Loch is that we'll have to start all over and have Zayin Nekiyim. So why we have to come on to what the Gemara says, Mitzad our Chum of Abzeira, anyway we need Zayin Nekiyim. So the Beis Yosef answers a chanami the Torah is discussing with Zman HaChazal before we had the Chumro of Abzeira, which the Taz says is Doichik, and also the Mechab himself brings down the Salocho. So he wants to answer the question of what exactly the Taz is saying, the different ways to explain the Taz. One way to explain it, the Asa Levoin explains, that he's saying a Yisoid over here, that you might think at the end of the Zayin Nekiyim, on the, let's say the last week of the Zayin Nekiyim, she already has a Cheskes Tahara, because she already checked for 7 days. Maybe the last bediki you don't have to go do. Kamash Mon, she still is a cheskas tumo until she does the last bediko. So the Yisoidin and they suffer, the Torah of the Mechaber, is coming to go tell her, tell us that she has a cheskas tumo until the end of 7 days. Lechora, what comes out from this Taz, if you understand this way, are two Yisoidis. One is, there's already a Pesach Teshuva we came across, a Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Tzivkon Chav Dalet, discusses when does the Isha switch over from Mechaskes Tahara to Cheskes Tomo. Over there he brought down, the Rebbe Yehuda says, after 7 days. That's mamash sounds like our Taz. That the first 7 days, all you made in the Kiyam, Nichle Gedev Cheskes Tomo, afterwards it switched over to Cheskes Tahara. Pesach Teshuva does point out, however, the Brisa Avraham says, no, a Hefzik Tahara, that itself is enough. After Hefzik, she's Cheskes being Tahara. Chavadas over there says a Hefzik Tahara and one Bediko. Kiv Eged sounds like after 3 days. But from our Taz, we see a Yisoid, it sounds like. The Loch is after 7 days, it switches from Cheskes Tumo to Cheskes Tahara. The Chor, those who will argue on the Taz, will have to answer the Taz Kasha a different way. A second Yisoid we see from over here is after, let's say a person does not go to the mikvah. For example, let's say Isha, she comes Tahara on Monday. She's in the mountains. Her husband's coming up Thursday night. Now, should she go to the mikvah Monday night or wait till Thursday night? Big Mavucha will get to. Different Ahogas in Klai Yisrael. There are people who go to the mikvah Monday night and they'll sleep, let's say, with a knife underneath the pillow. We'll get to why. Atzad Hasheni, Numis Paiskim, or Ahogas are not the way. They'll wait till Thursday night. So let's say you finish Zayin Akiyam Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, till you go to the mikvah. Is there a din of doing bedikas? We see a mamash yisoy from the Taz after Zayin Nikiyim. Once she did all the bedikas, she's Cheskes Tahara. There's no din of doing bedikas anymore. They have come on the Sfarim, and they're being down this Taz, and after Zayin Nikiyim, no din bedikas. Now, Shalom Kuka, when he says it over, he says MS, still right before you go to the mikvah, Thursday night, do a bedika to make sure they still have a Cheskes Tahara there. It's a better thing to go do. And this idea is brought down by the Masham. The article also is preferable before you go to the tefillah. The Ma'aseh Numas form, just go with the Taz straight up. Benesh Chai, Taz Yisrael, Chalik Alevi. And that, I think that's Ma'aseh the Minig. Once you pass Zayin Akiyam, you finish the Bedikas, even though you do not go to the mikvah till 5-10 days later, the Ma'aseh go to the mikvah, no problem. Therefore, we mentioned already on Thursday, that means let's say you're not going to the mikvah, do you have to wear Levainim, or can you wear Big Dead Savainim? We see from over here that you do not do Bedikas, we're not worried about anything. And therefore, we mentioned the Paiskim say, if even though you're not going to the Bedikah, going to the Mikvah, still you can be weird Tzavainim. That means, number one, after Zayin Akiyam, no Bedikas, Beikar, and number two, you can wear Big Day Tzavainim. Now, in this din, we're discussing you have to be with Sufim in the Mechaber. Come on with the Chavadas, that's really Pesach Teshuva being done earlier, discusses that what happens in Isha sees Dam without her Gosha. She sees Dam. And she has no sensitivity to this with the locks of Agosha, Kof Pei Gimel. Is he said of Nikim, meaning you see no dam? Or you say Nikim, is you see no dam that's going to be mitame you with Agosha? What does it mean over here? So we discussed this all in the beginning of Nida. The Lechur, we have two psukim, the Gemara discussing the Sugya of Kesem. We have Shmuel say, Bebesara, Asher Targish Bebesara, Sugya of Agosha. And then we have the mission after the Chesem Beis of Rebbe, the composite says, Dam Volei Kesem. And we discussed then why in the world you need two different Makarios, one Shmuel or one Rebbe Kiva. One of the Mahalchim is a Chavadas that's brought down by us in the Pesach Teshuva and Sifkotin Hei. He wants a Taino. The Loch is to Matame you, the Loch is Yinin HaGosho. But once you're in the Zayin Nekiyim, if you see Dam, the Loch is you can be Tomei because it's not Noki, even without HaGosho. In that situation during the Zayin Akiyam without a Goshi Yatome, Kamal the Pasuk still will have the Locha, Dam V'lo Kesem, you can make Tlias. That means one Locha of a Goshi Mitzvah when she is Tahara. And the idea, Dam V'lo Kesem, come and tell you the Chiddush of Tlias when a person might say is during the Zayin Akiyam. So comes out a massive Chiddush over here. According to the Chavadas, the Locha is that Isha sees Dam during the Zayin Akiyam without a Goshi, she is Tomei. And how far is she talking? He says, Chavadas, it's not only in Oilah, it's going to be Saiser. Acha, Acha, Tatar. And it's a Dimminat Torah. Semach Tzedek goes this way. Atzad Hasheni, this is. Oh, We'll get to that. Atzad Hasheni, this is a Tara Yeshua's Yaakov. They go in between. They want Taina and Chanami. It's not Matamaher, but it's not Oilah. It's not Noki, but it's not Matamaher. It's in Oilah, it's not going to be Oilah. But it's also not going to be Saiser. In between case, Atzad HaShlishi, the Pesach HaTshuva goes on further, and quotes the Avnei Mlum, who quotes Chavadas to argue with him. and before him, Rabbi Shivash Nafesh, and the first of Kiva Egin, Simon Kluf by Gimel Hilchas Nida, the Chassam Sefer, and others come along a time not that way. The idea is that to meet a person and negate the Zainakim, all seen Agosha. Without Agosha, Nichol Sugo of a Kesem. Without it has a Klum negate to Kesem. And therefore, most Poskim and Maisi disagree. And then, therefore, in the first week of Chabor, we discuss five other ways of answering the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel, why I need the two Pesukim for. One of the stark writers that come from, that means the Chanish and Mekel, Shlomo Zalman Mekel, Shlomo Zalman's words are, L'maisa einogim lachshash at all for the Chavadas, v'chein nogim kol balei ro. So I'll bring your Chloraya. We'll get later on, we'll see that Pesach Tshuva brings down that things did not be Mekabal Tomo. The Chanish Shlomo said, you can't be Mekel. You bring down V'mild Stoko, that something is big day to Svoinim, you can't be Mekel, even during the Gimel Yom Rishonim. And the fact we see the Paiskim is crossing, that we can't make him kabel tumah and big nights void him to chloraya. We're not going to chavadas. According to the chavadas, you will not have this etter. So it comes out true. The chavadas has his chumrah. Brought down by the pesach tshuva, he himself goes on further and says we're going to be mekel the kach noigim. That the loch is that a person has no agosha, we nichol suga kesem, not nichol suma suga v'dereisa. Now that leads us to the next suga of the chumrah of the 3 days. Now we came across this numerous times already in Hilchas Nida, but this is the makor for it. First, where is it coming from? So you see the Beis Yosef is very clear. It brings down for the Sefer Truma, the Monachai, the Gois Maimis, and the Truma Sedeshin. It brings it down for 4 different Rishonim. As you realize, read that slowly, it's not brought down the other Rishonim. It's not the Rosh, not the Torah, not the Rajba, not the Ravid, not the Ramban, not the other Rishonim bring it down. It's only these 4 over here. That's Aleph, the first of Makor. Second, the Svar Shabbat is very clear. They're saying that we want a Yidiyah Brura. Gam the Hefzik works. We want to have a Klor Yidiyah over here that she has Kain, the concept of Chazoko, that the Ma'ain came Sosim. Now they point out that where are the Rishonim getting it from? Not that clear. That means Agam. Therefore, the words of that commotion, the Taz, is a Chumah B'Alma. That means even though the Goyim brings down the Smach from Mishnah and Zovim, from Etzim, the words of the Dr. Moshe Taz is a Chum Ba'almo, that these Rishonim seem to get from a Smach in the Mishnah and Zovim. Therefore, first, Lalocho, how does the Mechaba Paskin? They point out the Mechaba brings down 4 Rishonim in the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, it's not there. That means the Mo brings down Sai over here, the Mo brings down Simon Kuf Tzadi by the Sukkot Kesamim. The Mechaba does not bring it down either place. Says the Maimon Mordechai, the fact they brought it down in Beis Yosef, it's not being done anyone to disagree. He paskins this way. And he also holds to be machmir the first 3 days. The Chidor writes back to the Maimon Mordechai in Chaim Shaul, says, what do you mean? How could that be? If you hold this way, you have to write it somewhere. He'll write with Nachmi Toilo the first 3 days. But also, Zainakim, write Nachmi Toilo. The fact they left it out, obviously understood that all other Shem disagree. He's not paskining this way. Therefore, what comes out in the gate of the first 3 days, the Bnei Ashkenaz is only a machmer. Ramo, Chok, Bazodim, the Bnei Ashkenaz is the Maisa machmer. At Chumma Ba'almo. At Sadashini, the Bnei Svarad, Be'ikr, Vadi Yosef, Dake Taro, and others, they Be'ikr sound like they want to be Mekel, because the fact that Mechaba does not bring it down. Now, in this halacha of the Gimel 3 days over here, there are really a bunch of questions. I like to divide up into 3 separate groups. One group is, what made her become a Nida? Why is she tummy? We'll have its halacha. A second group, after she's tummy through mamashing a regular flow, how does she find the kesem? A third group is, how do you calculate the 3 days? 3 separate groups. First question, how did she become tummy? How did she become a nido? That means the standard cases, she had a period, flowed out 5 days, then she has zainakim, the first 3 days has this chumrah. What about other cases? First case, because Keshuvah brings out for the Degel Mavovo, let's say she's Tomei Mitzah the Sugi of Dam Chimud. Tvari Leinosei. So it brings down to the Noidi Behuda that the first 3 days you can be Mekel. And the Svari is very simple, that you don't even need Hefzik Taro Medinoi. Gimri Machman and Gimel Yom Rishonim. Step further, what about by Dam Basulim? We come along and be Machman Dam Basulim of 4 and 7. After 4 you're doing the Zainakim, the first 3 days. Og be Machman not. So they send you to the Beis Shmuel and have an Ezra Simon Tzama Gimel, the Shaila how to read his Maskono. The Maisa Siddur Tyre, the Chokhmah Zalim say, that be'ikur she is be'etzem tar. We came along and gave her a chum over here. But what's her ma'ayin? Her mind is salsam. We're machmer, tibas dame, we got covered up, as a sugi of light plug. We have no right that ma'ayin is psuach over here. We have no reason to say it's only as a sugi of light plug. And therefore, gam there is a mach that wants to be machmer. Be'ikur this form say, the ma'ayin to be mekel if she came tomer some mitzad dam psulim on the first 3 days. And be'etzem, these two cases, dam chim with dam psulim, can really be learned after the third marmokum. Degma Vava asked, what's happened to the case which comes tomei by case of a kesem? That means not she had a flow. She had a kesem stain, the word says she is tomei over here. What's the loch in that case? So again, the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, he brings down the blade signs, Maisa wants to be machmer, to the sugi of loiplug. However, the Degma Vava over here on the page, he sends you to the shach, by sugi of rosa yom echad, that over there says the shach, rosa yom echad does apply by case of a kesem. Kesem is much more lighter than that. We have no ma'ayin, we have no chloray of ma'ayin pesuach. And therefore the Minchas Yaakov on the page, and therefore Alocha, the Chachmas Odom, the Kitzur, Aruch HaShulchan said, Apalas Kesem, the Alocha of the first 3 days, will not have the Chumra of the Ramah over here. If that's so, let's take it now a step further. We're saying Apalas Kesem does not have the Chumra of the first 3 days. Apalas Riyah has a Chumra of the first 3 days. What happens if Isha was Apalas Riyah? During the first 2 days of Zayin Nekiyim, she saw Kesem. Then 2 days later, she saw a kesem again. That means it was a kesem after a kesem after ri'iyah. The second kesem is 4 days after the ri'iyah. It's day four of the Zayin Nekiyim. But it's a kesem after a kesem. Do you say over here, since it's the starting point from ri'iyah, let's be machmer? Or no, the reason why I'm being machmer right now is because the first kesem is metamer. So it's a kesem after, it's after a kesem. So big shalom among the Achronim. The Beis Shmuel again, the Siddur Torah come along, they want Taino, I'll be a riot to be Machmer. The fact there are more brings down the Chumash Sedeshen, but the case of Macholis, the reason why you're coming along to be Mekel in the case of a Gris, because if not, Yesh L'Tayr L'Bailo. In fact, the Achronim, why Yesh L'Tayr L'Bailo? Let us see a Kesem 2 days later, and then 2 days after, we'll see another Kesem. And in a Kesem, we might still be Tayr L'Hokel. Elamai, we have a Raya. And the Bada Shulchan and others want to pass that way, the Kesmach Acha Kesmach Riyah, Lamaisa come along to be Machm over here. I tell the Shani the Minchas Yaakov on the page says, the whole Lacha is a Chumma Ba'almo. It's a Chumma upon a case of a Kesem. Void, maybe she still have Ma'ayin Sosim over here. So Mitzad the Sugya of Svek Sveko, Maisa lets me Makel over here. And therefore the Arsram Maisa want to be Makel. That the real Maisa goes this way. Shimon, I see you just emailed me that you can't hear me. Can you hear me now? Okay, now you hear me. Okay, I just got email now. Fine. So again, we have a shayla, a kesmacha, kesmacha. We have what a loch lemaisa is. Another example, we walk in Tam and Isha. Let's say she's mamasho, a small nekuda. She did a bdik on Yimei Vest. Even the case of Chashash Vagosho. Says the Chochmas Adam, no right my psuach. We know things can come out from a body that doesn't no right is my psuach. Therefore, says the Chochmas Adam, what time my sham the paiskim of vazen about the shulchan chutshani? If you come tomim tana mashu of dam, also won't have the chumah of zayin of the first 3 days. Or another came to let's say she became tomim tana sofik. How a case of a sofik says the bris Avram brought down with the pesach tshuva. She has a maka. The loch of a maka on yimei vest. We come along be'ik to be machmer, we have his klom kopei zayin, v'chil oyim le'siro, but only machmer tzad sugyo sofik. Says the Pesach Teshuva, on that case we'll have the chumah the first 3 days. So the Vosan, let's say a machmer in the case of Brown. Brown, he writes, it's safer to be machmer, again we know he is not to be mekel. We said on the Saturday, machmer Brown only tzad sofik. Therefore, in the first 3 days to be mekel. So first we have one group over here. To be clear, we have one group that b'nei ashtas l'maisa on machmer in the first 3 days. But let's say she becomes Tomei for numerous other cases, not a regular flow, and we mentioned 6 cases, even according to Bnei Ashkenaz, it can't be Mekel. That means she came Tomei Mitzad HaChimud, 1. A second case of Dam Besulim. A third case, Anabalas Kesem. A fourth case, some say Kesem Acha Kesem Achariyah. A fifth case, on a small dot. Sixth case, on a case of Tomei Mitzad Sofik, says the Svarm, we did not have the Chum of Gimel Yom Rishayim. One group. A second group now to discuss. How exactly, and what is this kesem? What did she find? How did she find it? What was found here in the kesem? I mean, till now it's kos, what made it tamei? Now we're focusing on the case, she found this kesem in the 3 days. What do you find? So the first thing to discuss is Rama's case. Isha had a makkah that she knows was moitzi dam. What does Rama hold? So lefenenu, he says, and was brought down the daik of Moshe, he wants to be daik for the Mordechai, like I'm the shach to be daik for a carrot. He wants to be daik on a makkah yitzi dam, a person can't be makel. Only a tlius come along to be machmer Rama, but not in a makkah that's moitzi dam. Now it's true in the daik of Moshe, come along and says that if the makkah go away in a couple of days, a person should be machmer, even according to that, even the Rama Shito. Maishi does not bring him down in Shulchan Aruch, this Chumro. Therefore, the base of Ephraim says the fact that he left it out, he does not hold that way. He holds any mak that's being moitzi dam the maishi's motor. Therefore, the Minchas Yaakov on the page says the ikir is Rama. The crazy says the ikir is Rama. Atzad Hasheni, read the Shach, he's Marach over here, says Fakert. He says any time a person is betoilo upon a mak, it's the Sugiv Tliya. He says unless it's a case you know the dam is coming out constantly, like the case of Shechin, then a person can be Mekel. Otherwise, without that, come on the Shach, said to be Machmer, like the Bach. The Taz himself also sounds like he comes out this way, the Maskono. And he says a massive Chiddush that's even Pshat the Ramah. Sounds like one said the Ramah means this way. Of the simple reading of the Ramah, the Mais is being Mekel. So come down, we have Machlis, Gedoyla Achreinim. What's the loch of a Machah that you know that's coming out Dam? Can you Mekel the first 3 days? That those the Mais who are going to be Mekel, that's the Kishon Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chokh Mazadim. Those are Machmer, the Graz, the Tzemach Tzedek. Mice among the Svarim, they all seem to say, Avadi should be Machmer a little bit, and Avadi Tzarekodel can be Mekel. Question is, when do you switch over? Some have a Lashon of Tzarech, some have a Lashon of Shasat Chak, some have a Lashon of Roy Lahachmer, some have a Lashon of Tzarekodel. Not clear how to apply practically. And everyone really ends off, it's a Shelos Chochem. But it comes out, we have a clear Machlekes, among the Svarim seem to be Machlokes as Shokel, then Hoggis seem to be with Machma a little bit, Tzarekodel certainly Mekel. The question is when to switch over. A second case, a person found the Kesem with less than the Gris. Come along the Ramah, he brings down from the Truas Hadeshen. So he wants to tie this since Bizman of the Gemara, Adaf and Ches, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says over there, Yefshu Lazar, if not having Kama Tiba Tiba's Dam inside a person's Mito. Therefore, even in the times of the Ramah, a person can be Mekel. Now the question is, what about Bizman Azeh? We don't have Kinum, says the Svarim. And even if we have Kinum, the size is not 19 millimeters. It's maybe 5, 6 millimeters. So maybe you come along and say Bizman Azeh, a person should be Machmer less than a Gris, because the Svar Shabbai of E.F. Lazar does not apply. The Meister Be'ik, the Svarim, say no, it does. Even today, the first 2 days will be Mekel. Whether Mitzah the Suga, it's only Lagozu. Whether Mitzah the whole Chumra of the Ramah, is the words of the Ramah, and the Shach say, is a Chumra Ba'alma. And therefore, even Bizman Azeh, again, it's a Shaila, although it sounds like to be Choshish, but Iklitz Ramah say, even Bizman Azeh will have a heter of anything less than 19 millimeters. V'chein, take a third case now, you find a Kesem of Bigdei Tzivonim. Now, Be'etzem, there's a Pesach Chuba over here, it's called New Beis, that he's in brackets. That means he's in Madura Basra. That's what Olam says over. He quotes a Chem de Shloimo, quotes Mil Tztoko, that even Bigdei Tzivonim, the Maiseru can be Mekel. At Sadasheni, there's a Pesach Shuvo, is Sima Kuf Tzadi, Sivkon Chobeis, quotes a Muna Kesev from Ksav Yad. I think it was one of the questions on the test. That over there he says that a person has to be Machma in the first Gimel Yomim. First, what's the Chor that you study the Machlaikis? It sounds like, what did Kamniko do in the first 3 days? Do we need a Raya Brua? I have no Raya Brua. I found something on Big Dead Savoinim. I have no Raya Brua. The Ma'ayin was Sosim over here. No, or is he said Fakert? When Nakmi Mekel negates the Sugya of Tlius. And the idea of Bigdei Tzivonim nothing to do with the Sugya of Tlius. By Tlius, you went through Shuksha Tabach and went to title upon it. Not Mestavra, a more came from Oysel Mokoyim. And so the Sugya of Tlius will be Machmer. That sounds like the Machloikis. Maiso, again, the Mudakes of Maiso wants to be Machmer. However, the fact that the Pesach Tshuva over there sends you in brackets to over here, that means the Madura Basri sends you when he knows what he says over here. Come on, Be'ikilis Svarim, Rav Moshe, B'Shalom Zalman, Rav Yashiv, and others, the words of B'Shalom Zalman, Shuva, Nogu, Kol, Balei, Ro, to make up a Bigdei Tzivonim. Maisa, that's an Hoga, everyone seems to go this way. And again, these are one of the rise against the Chavadas, that his halacha, he says, you see dam without a goshet in deraisa. You see the paiskim is saying over here, it's a get of the rabbanon, and all balei ro, even in the first 3 days, the balei shulchan, the chodeshani, can they boisim lemaisa the mekel. Another case, you found a kesim, or somebody that's not being makabel tumo. Of course, the same exact question. Is it mitzvah the sugya of leikosu, or maisi found something over here? Come along, Pesach Teshuva, again, it causes Hashem to shloim over here, lemaisa to be mekel. Again, be'ik this form, come along, balei shulchan, the chodeshani, and others, lemaisa the mekel. Well, either say, let's say you have a case of a tliya. We have a chacha to the tliya. For example, let's say Anisha, she wore a skirt. She found something on the skirt, which did not find it on the undergarments, even with Zman HaChazal. Kamal Pesach Teshuva, Sekon Gimel, but the Sugah be Masiach Das, he brings down the old stalker. He says, if you did not find it on the sinner, then you can be Mekel because you have a chacha. The fact that you did not find it there, it must be that came from the time she was in Nito. So even the gate to the Sugah of tliyas, we're not sure where it came from. If you have a chokh, it can be mekel. There, for example, person finds she finds shirt on her skirt. She finds ketchup on her skirt. Maisa, she where did it come from? Not sure. She knows she had ketchup that day. And the maisa, first 3 days, make no tliyas. If it's a lechura, a reglein ledover, that she used ketchup, the case of the chodeshani, isha painted that day. She was isik and dam that day. She made the chicken, and she's taking washing off the red juice on it. I actually find something, and therefore there's no clear, says Ramah. If it's a glaim ledover or a chocho, the mustaver came from this place, even the Ramah that says he mach will be making in the case of something that's a glaim ledover. Hagam, if we go back to Simur Kuf Tzadi on the Mechabah Sifyud Zayin, Besim Kivege asks this question, and he ends up Tzarchi and Ladinoi. That means what I'm saying over that those the Maisa seem to be mafakfek or not sure. The Bada Shulchan is not sure, the Marsham is not sure, the Avod is not sure. Maisa among the Paiskim, they say that with Manenu, if you have a Chocha or a Glein Ladov, you can't be Toil Nahokal. Another case of this cost, let's say a person had a Gosha Zivas Dovalach, and she already had a Chazoka on Simukov Tzadi of Big Mar Torah, also can be Toil Maisa even the first 3 days to be Mekel. So it comes out, we're saying six cases that the Kesem that you find over here, you can't be Mekel even the first 3 days. Number one, that those tiny when a maka that takes out dam cholapokas with the every can be mekel. Number two, a second case unless in the gris. Number three, a case of bigdei tzivoyim. Fourth, a case not being makabel tumo. Fifth, the numerous poskim say we never chacha or glaim ledover. And sixth, when a gosh zivas dovalach. That means you have to realize even though we have ramal and ma'isa said to be machmer, the numerous time the poskim ma'isa mekel. Now the ramal when he says the words are you're finding a kesem. What happens on the case of an aid? She does a bedika on the second day. She has a makkah. Can you be told upon the makkah on the second day? It's a makkah that's mighty dam according to the Ramah. Says Rabbi Kivege and Shuvah and Chalik Alav Simon Ayin Ches, the Ramah is being makel only on a case or has his klum only negated the case of a kesem. Negate a bedika, achshash deraisa, you'll have no heter. Brought down by the Beis Ephraim, Bris Avraham, by the Shulchan, Marakoyin, and others. The obvious question is, if you ask any of the Talmidim or a Berkowitz, if you have a letter from a Pedekis that tells you on day 2 or day 3, she's a Makkah being Moitzi Dam, on the case of an aid, might be turning Lahakal. Lachor is against the Svarm, the Bring Down Kivega, the Beis Ephraim, that says that Halacha applies side by Kesem and side by the Sugya of aid. The whole machlag is shach and ramah. Sib Kivege is only negated to kesem, not by the case of a chash deraisel. The chur does two ways to answer. One is the marakoyin and the vaz of etzem. He says, let's say you have a chacha that every time you find dam on the aid, on the side of the aid, always in the same place, we have a chacha that is a mako, even in Kivege, the maisa can be mekel. Maisa, most times, the reason why a mayra is sending an isha to a bedekes, because he sees a Myra, a tab is all clean, and he finds a dot on the side. And he knows Mistomer, and there's a chacha over here, a shtaka chacha, that's coming from a mako. So when he sends it to Bedeka, she says, yes, she has a mako over here. So the whole time of Kivege being machmer could be in a case, but this is no chacha. Whenever you clear chacha from the aid, there's one reason why to be mekel. That means even according to Kivege, there's a tab to be mekel to a vosner. When is there a chacha over here? Second, you go back to the taz, the simuk of tzadis, the konch of gimel. The way the Chavdas over there explains, it seems the Pesach Teshuva went that way in Sivkot Lamed Tes, and the Mi'ot Stoko. He says when a person does a bedikah, in the base of Ish, where she has dam coming out. They say over there that if it's not sure where it came from, my Almo or my Gufoy, well, Toilah came my Almo, and we'll give a get of the Rabbanon. It sounds like that Taz over there is saying not like the Kivegar. The whole part of the Chavadas explains it. So either you can argue the Kivegar, or you can say Kivegar is a case where there is no Chacho, this is the case of Chacho. The third group over here is had a cheshbon 3 days. First question, the person, let's say she does a bdik on the 5th day, a hefsik in the morning. But the Eved, Shachlis works. On day 3, the last bdika she does, in the evening, she found a chash over there. Because she make it clear, it's more than 3 24 hours, but it's not past the 3rd day, it's already holding by in the 3rd day. So the Eved Shasiyo, brought down with the back of Tshuva, says he needed 3 whole days. And the Chorinim, the Barashoch, and others explain the Chodeshani means day, it means night and day. That means even though she did a bdikah earlier, we never ask her on the second bdikah on the 3rd day, when did she do her hefsek? Why do we need 3 complete days over here? That's Aleph. Second, let's say we're passing from Isha, she has makas, 2 bdikah 1 and 7. On day 4, she found a kesem. The question is, when did the kesem come from? Is it day 4? Or is it, Maisa came from day 3? On day 4, we'll make it clear. On day 3, we will not make it clear. So what's the loch when you found a kesem on day 4? So there is a kid, Shulchan Aruch, wants a tiny, you did not make a chazaka 1, 2, and 3. The kesem you found day 4, the Maisa is metamer. However, on the page, the Pesach Shuvah brings down a Chassam Sofer and others, that they discuss over there different cases. One case, let's say an Isha has a makas and Betzoim, and she has a hard time getting clean. One that each, as they say, is after 2 days of saying dam, then do a hefsek, then 3, 4, and 5 is part of the 5 days that you wait, and the day 6, which is one day, the first day of the Zayin Nikiyim, then a person starts doing bedikas then, and you can make it clear. So we see clearly from the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Yaakov and the page and others, the loch over here is that even though you did 1 and 7, and you find dam on day 4, the loch is, will be toilet the 4 is nichlasik of tlias. And you do not need to bedikas every single day. That means it is a base lach when you do once 3 machma, but ikka the poskim say, the lach is, it means the first 3 days after the hefsek. Now let's say a person, they found the kesem on the 4th day, but the tliya is what happened on the 3rd day. That means he went through shukshat the bachma on the 3rd day, but the kesem he found on the 4th day. What's the lach in that case? So first, there are Pesach Tshuva again discusses this. When he says the case over here, he has some 2 cases over here. He has one case where you found on the 4th day, and maybe it was here from the 3rd day, even though the bedikas are 1, 2, and 3. The if be ikki wants to be mekel according to chidal parameiris. But if you painted on the 3rd day or went through shukshat debachim on the 3rd day, he has interesting machlokes. Those who want taino. Your whole tliya is on the 3rd day, and the 3rd day cannot make it tliya. Therefore, tveres for Moshe, the Maisa wants to be machmer. Asher Hashem, the Panam Ira says, the Maisa, the end of the day, you found on the 4th day. Chazal say, on 3 days, a person has no right to be mekel, but on the 4th day, he can be mekel. One last case to discuss is Sugya, back in Simcha Tzadi, on Sifmim Aleph and Sifmim Dalet. There's a Sugya we're discussing when Isha, could she be toilet upon herself? That means, Maisa, she wore a beged when she's a needle. There was dam on the beged. Then during the Zayin Nikiyim, she wore the same beged. And so let's say it's day 2, day 3. On the beged, she found dam inside of it. She wants to be toilet when she was a needle. Now, Be'etzem, the needle is what? Is a makah, she do a shemaitzi dam. So the question is, according to the Ramon Shita, that a makah she do a shemaitzi dam, can a person be mekel be toilet on a beggar she wore when she herself was in nidah? So the Shach in Simcha Tzadi on Sifmim Aleph says the fidah amol ma'isi can be mekel, but I myself Shach I disagree. Can I hold any mak shemoitzi dam yet be machmer? Ma'isi is a mavucho. The kohen Shach avad to be machmer. According to Ramah, the Shach says ma'isi a person can be mekel. However, the Mishnah Melech already he comes along and says, and the Torah Shlomim. In Simcha Tzadik and Tveres Lamoshe, they disagree with the Shach. They tell you have to have it right now a makkah. The fact you don't have right now a mat that's moitzi dam, the maisi can be toilet. You have to see a tliya lefenenu. Don't see a tliya lefenenu, even according to the Ramah, you have to be machmer. So it comes out, number one, according to Shach, it's only to be machmer. Even according to the Ramah, most paikim say you'll also have to be machmer, not like the Panam Iris. When Adkan Sefiud, the plan is Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll go through Al through Yod, try to go focus what it says on the page, B'chaber Mo Shach Taz. Also, everyone has a test to take today and tomorrow. Also, everybody has a marocha to write today and tomorrow. And the Meshem on Tuesday will go on further. Hatzlocho. Questions?